When you're scouting and evaluating defensive linemen, there's many ways to go about it. Obviously, you want certain traits, physical traits. But the one thing you always have to keep in mind is, what are you looking for? See, this is the way NFL teams think about this. Teams have a sense of what their defense is. They know what their defense is. They might be a two-gap defense. They might be a one-gap defense. They might jump back and forth between one-gap and two-gap concepts. So when you look at players and evaluate players, you have to have a sense of how you're going to use them.
Well, we start with the inside, the nose tackle position, that zero technique. You think Pittsburgh Steelers traditionally with that 3-4 defense, Casey Hampton, it's kind of your prototype, if you will. Typically, they are massive, mauling two-gappers that can just eat up space.
Well, your interior guy's got to be a big 300-pound slug. They got to be defense posts. They got to be able to stop the run and create the new line of scrimmage.
There's nothing worse when you're on defense if you're losing the line of scrimmage. By that, I mean the offensive lineman is coming out and blowing you off the ball. Next play, lining up, blowing you off the ball. You have to have size and be able to hold your ground in there. If it means the linebackers coming off making the plays, defensive ends coming off making the play. So size is critical. You can't be 275, 280 pounds and be successful playing inside in the NFL.
Great if he can run, great if he can transition, great if he can rush the passer. But when you're really evaluating that position and you're looking for a centerpiece of your 3-4 defense, you want a guy ultimately that's strong enough and tough enough and wide enough to eat up two blockers. And when he does that, now the linebackers can go sideline to sideline. And now you have the formula for success in that 3-4 defense.
Now as we move outside on the defensive line, away from the nose tackle over the center, you're looking for guys that can play the three technique.
Now, what that position is you line up on the outside shoulder of the offensive guard, essentially between the offensive guard and the offensive tackle.
Most of those guys are one-gap penetrators. You're a 300-pound guy with great quickness and speed. Warren Sapp was probably the prototypical 4-3, quote, three technique in the history of the NFL. Explosive, quick first step, can rush the quarterback, can pressure up the middle, but stout enough to play the run.
You want a guy that's able to quickly find the ball, because if you get off the snap but you can't find the ball carrier, it means nothing if you're looking around. Guys that are relatively instinctive, not just a guy that gets up the field, but a guy can get up the field, quickly change direction, and maybe get out to the sidelines to pursue the action and make a play in space.
And these are defensive linemen that are more athletic. While you need some size, quickness and agility become more important. You want those three technique defensive linemen to ability to get upfield, put pressure on the quarterback. They're your more active, athletic type of defensive lineman.
Then you have your five technique in the 3-4.
That's a longer guy because he lines up right on the offensive tackle. He's 6'5", 6'6", 300 plus pounds. He's got an ability to rush the quarterback, but he also has to be a tremendous run defender.
They tend to be players that are stronger and longer than your average 4-3 defensive end, but the great ones also can get off of blocks and then go make plays after they've eaten up the blocks initially.
And, you know, we've seen a very interesting case in Philadelphia with Fletcher Cox. When Cox came out of Mississippi State, I really liked him as a player. And in that particular draft, I thought he was a top 10 player.
You really looked at a player that ideally was a 4-3 defensive tackle, however, had the versatility, the flexibility to give some reps as a 3-4 defensive end.
So he gets to Philadelphia. They're playing a four-man line defense. Then there's a switch in his second year. They go to a more 3-4 based in terms of personnel. But the staff did a really good job because they did not play a lot of two-gap principles. They played a lot of one-gap principles. So even though Fletcher Cox was now technically a 3-4 D end, he really was not. He was still playing a lot of one-gap technique, so it still played to his ability to be a penetrating player. So you have to look at players, see what they do well, and then understand how that transitions to the NFL.
I think we're moving away from the big bodies who just eat up blockers and control their gaps. I mean, I love him as much as anyone. I was a big fan of Josh Chapman a few years ago at Alabama. He was just a fire hydrant in the middle that could hold the double team and not get pushed back. But now it's all about getting upfield and disrupting.
That is probably gives them more trouble than anything else. That person is right there, can't step into your throw, vision is obscured, all those things. I want to know those guys can play with their hands, play with leverage. Sure, you want to hold the point of attack, but I like them to get upfield because if they're throwing the ball 40-something times a game, you're going to get upfield often.
I think you see it this year in a Dominique Easley. Sure, he has a three-technique frame at 6'2", maybe 295, 300 at best, but he wins at the zero technique because of how quick he is off the ball, the burst you get, how he instantly puts you off balance with his hand use.
Yeah, one of the things we look for in a defensive lineman, and it's on everybody's evaluation sheet when it comes to defensive linemen, there's a box for hand use. This is one of a defensive lineman's greatest asset, and it applies to every facet of defensive line play. If you're a pass rusher and you're coming off the ball, the first thing those offensive linemen are doing are extending their hands to try to get their hands on you. You need strong, quick hands to slap the offensive lineman's hands away so you can get into your pass rush move. If you're engaged in the run game with a blocker, you need to get off that offensive lineman and shed as quickly as possible. You need to grip them and throw them. Hand use, being strong and quick, is critical for a defensive lineman.
Sometimes it's tough projecting college defensive linemen into the NFL because some of them are so much bigger and so much stronger than the opposition. It comes easy. They get away with lazy fundamentals. They don't use their hands well. They don't play with good leverage. That's not going to happen to the NFL because the opposing linemen are going to be able to take advantage of that and exploit them by playing underneath them. It's not always the big, strong guy that wins out on the defensive line. It's the guy who plays smart, fundamentally sound football.